Did you ever have a fireplace?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Do you ever hear?
No, we closed that up because that was in that room. See, of course, we didn't have no use for it. But when I complete this basement, if I should ever do that, it would be on that same chimney where the, on both sides, there was a
fireplace.
Mm-hmm. The original fireplace that was in this house isn't closed in that front room.
On a factory, what do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Chimney.
Same thing? You call it a factory? Mm-hmm. In front of a fireplace, what do you call the floor?
Hearth.
And in the fireplace, what were the things that you laid wood across?
Well, you had, it was the framework was iron, of course. We call it pig iron, of course, the grate. And it was, of course, perforated so as to draw and to keep igniting, to burn and to give off heat.
Mm-hmm. Above the fireplace, did you have
mantle.
Any? And when you made a fire, what was the big round piece that you put in the back
of the fireplace?
If you had used wood and not coal, what would you call that?
I really don't know the technical name, because it was made from bricks. The construction of it was so that there was a slanting built in so that the fire would go away, and as it came up to go out the chimney, this is where your heat would come out into your room.
Mm-hmm.
And all I shall never forget in my house, it was rather decorative. My brother one day was reaching into the fireplace and came out and lit this paper, and all we had a fire. This wasn't long ago, it was put out, but he would do things like that at Fussing Air. That was down the street there. So.
What would you burn in a fireplace if you didn't have coal? You would have what?
Wood.
And they, what shape would they be in? What do you call those?
Well, at that time, regular, through a firewood. It wasn't log type, it was the mill type wood. Because, as I said, now, my family always used coal. They just didn't even go for the wood. Some people had used cross tires cut up in chunks, maybe with the diameter of about 6 inches or better, some bigger and some. Just depend upon, you know, the. How they, well, some people use logs, as a matter of fact. My sister used logs in her fireplace. She had a beautiful fireplace. Her husband was a brick mason. He did brickwork around here. So they have a beautiful fireplace. I went over there and just insisted they light up for me. I was having dinner with them, and it was during the Christmas, and I was feeling a little melancholy anyway. So I said, well, I was going to have dinner with them. And we had a few spirits, and I looked at the fire, and we just reminisced, you know, days gone by, beautiful past.
What would you use to start a fire?
With kindling, that is, kindle wood with paper. You put wood, paper first, then your kindling on top of this and your coal. Sometimes we might use some form of a fuel like kerosene that would give it a little quicker start. Certainly not anything more volatile than kerosene. It's like it'd blow up. Sometimes you'd throw some in there, you know, like this.
How'd your brothers do?
Yeah, oh goodness, yes. This poor thing, he lived here too.